From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's TJ Leverett.
Good afternoon. It's 12:03 in downtown Rochester, 84. A 28-year-old Hanska woman is facing two counts of criminal vehicular homicide following a crash that killed two people in southern Minnesota's Brown County. Cheyenne Escobar was alleged to have been driving the pickup that struck a car early Saturday near Hanska. 73-year-old Paul Rewitzer and 74-year-old Paulette Rewitzer, both of Hanska, were pronounced dead at the scene. Escobar was alleged to have been under the influence of alcohol at the time of the crash. She was taken to a hospital in New Ulm after the collision. Mail 1 helicopter responded to a two-vehicle crash on Highway 247 about 4 miles west of Plainview yesterday. The State Patrol says a Ford SUV heading west on the highway and a Subaru that was southbound on Wabasha County Road 2 collided at the intersection shortly after 2 p.m. A 78-year-old woman from Pepin was driving the Subaru. A 72-year-old Pepin woman was riding with her. The Ford was driven by an 89-year-old Goodhue man. He had an 88-year-old Goodhue woman riding with him. The state crash report does not include the names and conditions of the vehicle occupants. More information is scheduled to be released this afternoon. Police in Faribault say a suspect is in custody following a police chase yesterday. Officers encountered the motorist while responding to reports of a reckless driver. Police say the driver fled an attempted traffic stop and smashed into two squad cars during the pursuit. No officer injuries were reported. The police chase ended with what was described as a disabling collision. The suspect was taken to a hospital for medical concerns and suspected impairment. Their name has not been released. And a man who went to prison after being convicted in a catalytic converter case that involved a prison sentence is allegedly at it again. 41-year-old Sean Clement is accused of stealing the vehicle part from a recycling business in West Concord. A criminal complaint says the converters, which were reported stolen on Saturday, were equipped with AirTag trackers that led authorities to Clement's home in Dodge Center. He is charged with felony theft. More news on the KROC News app and at KROCnews.com. Time now